This is an emergency edition of the 4040 Club. I am Pierce. I am joined by a very, very disgruntled Scott.
I ain't disgruntled. I'm pissed the fuck off.
I mean, same thing?
No, it's not.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. We're just coming off the heels of the White Sox. I don't want to say they blew that game.
They blew that fucking game.
The Twins came back and won. Three homers from Miguel Sano, and they won in the ninth, 5-4. I believe the White Sox still have one of the best records, if not the best record in baseball. But that's not why we're here. We're here because the manager of the Chicago White Sox, Tony La Russa, is being a get-off-my-lawn type of motherfucker.
I mean, it's beyond that at this point. Get off my lawn was this fucking morning. This morning when he said, first of all, last night, we watched Yermín Mercedes hit a fucking home
off
run.
Off of La Tortuga!
I don't even know that motherfucker's name.
Who? Julián Astudillo, La Tortuga. That was beautiful! Like
Costco... Kung Fu Panda, nigga. Whatever
Costco,
that motherfucker.
Costco Kung Fu Panda. I mean, that's not bad. If he's Costco, then you're mean Sam's Club. I'm sorry. This isn't the time for jokes. Let's give some context before I let Scott rant, because I'm just here as a bystander. I'm here to provide moral support. I'm not here to you know, do my usual needling of the White Sox. I understand this is a time for y'all. But I want to provide context before we get into anything. So, as Scott said, last night, White Sox in a blowout, 16-4. The 16th run came in the ninth. Yermín Mercedes hit a bomb off of a 64-mile-per-hour pitch by a position player. Let me say that again. A 64-mile-per-hour pitch by a position player. That pissed off the Twins broadcast team. And then earlier today, Tony La Russa had this today, quote, to say, quote, "He made a mistake. There will be a consequence he has to endure here within our family." By the way, Yermín did that on a 3-0 count. That's kind of why he, you know, Tony La Russa is being old curmudgeon fuck. During this game here against the Twins tonight, Tyler Duffy threw behind Yermín Mercedes about the 6th, 7th inning. He got tossed for it. After the game, after the Sox lost that game, here's what Tony La Russa had to say.
It's the umpire's opinion, going obvious to me. Guy threw a sinker and, you know, didn't look good. So I wasn't that suspicious. I'm suspicious somebody throws it somebody's head. And I'm not suspicious. So I don't have a problem with how the Twins handle that.
So that was Tony La Russa after tonight's game. I'm just going to let you have the floor, because I don't think that there's anything more that I can add to it that you're not already going to say.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I was originally going to do this as like a episode of He Gone, but I'm actually glad you're here, because I was like, you know what, I need somebody to moderate this, because if I'd have just did it myself, I'd have been all over the fucking place.
Your thoughts are going to be all over the place.
All over the fucking place, and we don't want to just give y'all half-assed content on this fucking network, regardless if I got a fucking bitch-ass manager who's trying to ruin the best fucking baseball I've seen shit since my teenage fucking years, nigga. Actually, teenage year. Let me correct. In 2005.
I'm going to you. Like, they have the potential to be better than that because they have offense.
Sure. No, they have way more talent than that team. I'm just talking about from a winning perspective. But let's get right into it, man. First of all, last night, a complete rout of the fucking Minnesota Twins. You have Yermín hitting a home run off a 3-0 count, which I thought was beautiful. The fact that this whole thing started off, you know, them complaining about him swinging on a 3-0 count. When you got a fucking position player, on the fucking mound. It's not like you ran through your fucking bullpen and you ran out of arms. You fucking conceded. And then you threw a pitch that, nigga, I can't throw faster than. I can throw a pitch further than fucking 47 miles per hour. And of course he's gonna fucking smack that shit. So it was one thing this morning. I mean, this morning when we saw the comments, first it was a video that dropped out on White Sox Twitter. And actually, I want to apologize to White Sox Twitter, because I didn't see the big outrage this morning. So when I saw the video, I was like, we don't know what La Russa was trying to do. You know, we can't really tell nothing from this video. And then for him to come out with the comments before the game, when the lineup came out, which we all wanted to see if he was going to bench Yerm and, you know, as punishment or some shit like that, which he didn't. But you go out there and you basically throw your man under the bus. And you throw him under the bus by saying, oh, well, that's not how you do it. You don't play by your rules, play by Major League Baseball rules, which you're basically being an old nigga, which I expected. Like, as we said on this podcast when he got hired back in October, when we did our emergency podcast then, I made peace with the signing, as in, I'm just expecting him to do get off my lawn as shit. But there's a difference from what we saw this morning and getting off my lawn shit to what we saw not too long, or 30 minutes ago, after this loss, that we should have never lost. Like, yes, I'll give credit to the Twins. Miguel Sano finally woke up. We all knew he wasn't going to be batting 140 all fucking year. He actually woke up and became Miguel Sano. I give you that. But motherfucking Aaron Bummer should not have been in this game to begin the ninth inning. You pay Liam Hendricks $54 million to get outs. So, yes, even though Liam blew it at the end, he shouldn't have threw that pitch. There should have never been a nigga on third to fucking begin with if our fucking geriatric manager would have took that nigga out the fucking game. And matter of fact, he should have kept Michael Kopech in there, but that's a whole nother discussion. We're not here to talk about how they actually lost the game. But you to go up there and you see Tyler Duffy throw a ball at one of your best players. One of the reasons that this team has the best record in Major League Baseball. To go out there and throw it at him intentionally. Not only do you not go out there and at least give your players some support, especially after bullshit you said this afternoon, you go up here after a loss that you had a hand in and say, oh, I didn't think he was trying to throw at him. I didn't have a problem with how the Twins handled it. You fucking took up for your fucking division rival twice today. Twice. Not your players, twice. The opposing team. And this is after we see Yerm go up there and he's like, I'm going to keep playing the way I'm going to play, which he should play. And you've got Tim Anderson coming out saying, don't worry about the game wasn't over. You still do your thing. What's he supposed to do. And then this is the quote that was the most telling to me. And when they interviewed Lance Lynn at the end of the game, now we all know Lance Lynn is like Eaton. They are fucking La Russa guys. Lynn more than Eaton, because Lynn was actually drafted to a team that, you know, won a championship with La Russa.
I was about to say, if I'm not mistaken, he was on, he was coming through the system the last time La Russa
met. Well, he was actually on a,
okay,
was
so
actually
he actually
on
was
roster.
On the roster. Okay.
Yeah, he was on the roster in 2011.
I figured he was like a rookie or something.
Yeah, he was a rookie. It was his rookie year. He was on the roster. So for him to come out and say, you know, fuck unwritten rules, if you put a position player on there, you got to be okay with what happens with that. If you got that guy saying it, that tells me everything we need to know about this situation. There's a lot of White Sox fans upset with this afternoon's quotes, you know, thinking about a mutiny and everything like that. And I was in a camp of, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I really didn't think it was that big of a deal because he's an old head. I expect him to do old head shit. And it kind of felt like he was more mad about the fact that Yerm ignored his take sign more than him actually hitting the home run. But when you look at this now, and it's obvious that nobody in this fucking clubhouse fucks with him, not even Lynn, his guy. And this is after, what, 2.5 weeks after the Jeff Passan report that said that niggas wasn't already fucking him to begin with, Jerry Reinsdorf's got to step in. Like, I understand we got the best record. I get all that. We've got 122 more games. 121 more games now. 121 more games. We got so much fucking season left. Let's not sabotage this shit by causing a fucking mutiny in the fucking clubhouse because you want to make up for a mistake you made 34 fucking years ago. And it's ridiculous. I'm getting tired of it. You know, somebody got to beat Jerry Reinsdorf fast. Like, at this point, What else are you going to do? You did the same shit with the Chicago Bulls when you let Jerry Cross run rough shit around that and talk however the fuck he want to talk to the greatest player of all time. By the way, this is a motherfucker, Jerry Reinsdorf, because I want to keep the light on this motherfucker.
Deeper, darker, criminal link.
He is the main villain in this fucking story. Yes, Bruce is a villain. He's the main villain.
I don't
villain.
Even know if he's Thanos, like... Because I don't think he's that, I mean, he's powerful, but he ain't that powerful. Let's say that he is the power broker.
Yeah, this is a guy who, when negotiating with the greatest player of all time, told him, I know I'm going to regret agreeing to this contract when he was signing him to his last $30 million deal. Who the fuck says that to Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan. And that also cursed the Bulls for a long time. Remember, there was free agents doing, you know, T-Mac and Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett said one time, if they treat the greatest player of all time like that, how they gonna treat me? And this is the shit that I'm talking about. This situation was so easy. I've never seen in my entire life, like, I've seen teams win championships. And like I said this morning, I've seen teams win championships who didn't really fuck with their manager or their coach or the front office. This is not new shit. LeBron won a whole championship with the owner who basically called him a fucking slave when he left Cleveland the first time.
This is the one thing I got to bring up on that point, because you brought that up in the spaces that was done earlier today. I can't equate LeBron to this same scenario, because winning basketball is a lot easier than winning baseball. Winning a championship in the NBA is a lot easier than winning a championship in the MLB. All you really need, if you are LeBron, is LeBron James and a second or third superstar. In baseball, everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody has to be cohesive. LeBron, you know, had he not gone up against the Warriors, could have very well won a championship with David Blatt as a head coach. He won a championship with Ty Lue as a head coach. So you can overcome that. Baseball, it's damn near impossible for a team, even as talented as the White Sox, to overcome a manager that they don't trust. And that's where the issue comes for me. Is that if you are Tony La Russa, how dare you give the Minnesota Twins ammo to throw at your meme Mercedes in the first fucking place? The whole reason that, like, we're even sitting here is Tony La Russa could have either A, came out, defended your meme, said, hey, you know, he's just having fun, game was already in wraps, this is a non-story, whoop, whoop. Or said nothing at all. But what he chose to do is uphold the good boy game in the unwritten rules that are very outdated, that usually only target players of color. And he like in my mind, he gave the Twins ammunition to throw at your mean. That's the whole reason that we're here. Now you're doubling down on it. Now you're making it worse. Now you're straying yourself even further away from your players and from your team chemistry. Now, I got no doubt the dudes in the locker room are going to ride for each other. Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, Yoan Moncada, they were here before Tony La Russa got here. So as far as like them on the field, they're going to be fine. But it's impossible to win in baseball, win a championship in baseball, if your team and your manager aren't like this. And the White Sox are very much like this, broken at the seams, but like in terms of like the chemistry between the team and the manager, I can't see how they come together after this shit. This shit seems fractured. And I know this is only one instance of this happening, but that's kind of all it takes, man. When you're rolling like this and your manager, who you already know is kind of all some bullshit, was on that bullshit beforehand. If he can't run to your defense, if he can't, you know, stand in front and take all the bullshit bullets that's going to come from wherever and defend your club against the rival and then put you guys out on Front Street against the rival, that smells a fucking problem. And like you said, Jerry Reinsdorf has to answer to it. I don't think that, you know, anybody else besides Tony La Russa has to answer to this than Jerry Reinsdorf, because Jerry Reinsdorf is the one who asked for this.
I mean, you brought up a good point. And yeah, when I brought up the LeBron thing, I wasn't really like saying it's, you know, obviously it's much easier to win a championship in the NBA. I was just bringing up instances of people who didn't fuck with each other. Like, there was actually, I don't know if this is true or not, there was a way that he would come into the queue so he wouldn't have to look at Dan Gilbert. I think I saw that in the ESPN article or some shit like that. I don't know if it was Brian Windhorst or something, but my point
That sounds right, because I think he barely spoke to Dan Gilbert when he came back. He was there for Cleveland. He wasn't there for Dan Gilbert. He wasn't playing for Dan Gilbert. He was playing for the city of Cleveland in Northeast Ohio. So, you know, that is what it is. But
and I want to clarify too, like I'm not finna sit up here and act like this is gonna be a season defining event and this team is just gonna start playing like shit.
No, this team is winning.
They're still going to keep winning. Talent-wise, we're too fucking talented. Not only are we too fucking talented, this is a team that should have won this game, without Jose Abreu, you know, and just, and of course, we know the Eloy and the fucking Luis Robert situation. And then also look at the rest of the division, they'll win. But to win a championship, this is not something we're just looking like, you know, oh, we're just trying to make the playoffs. No, to win a championship, you can't have your whole team not fuck with the manager. It just, you just can't fucking have it. And I understand, Jerry Reinsdorf, this is your boy or whatever. Give this nigga a payment, or even if we win, you give him a little compliment ring. Send this nigga off to the sun. And I have a question. Where the fuck is Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams?
Dude, what do you think they are? What do you think Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams are? They didn't ask for this. If I'm Rick Hahn, I'm gonna say this real quick. If I'm Rick Hahn, I'm back at the crib, and I got my scotch, I got my cigar, and I'm laughing my fucking ass off because Jerry usurped his president and his general manager to hire the guy that he wanted to. I think everybody under the fucking sun believed that AJ Hinch was the right guy to handle this ball club, or you know, whoever your second line. Alex Coro, whoever, should have been the one to handle his ball club. If it was Rick Hahn's choice, it would have been AJ Hinch. But he had no choice because Jerry usurped his decision-making as the general manager. So I personally think that Rick Hahn's going to stay as far away from this debacle as possible. And he should. He absolutely should, because the second he speaks up, he becomes part of it. And he never asks for this. This isn't his doing.
Well, we know he didn't ask for it. We know Kenny Williams didn't ask for either. But don't you think someone like Kenny should step up? Like, Kenny has more rank than Rick. Like,
well, what are they going to say, I guess, is my point. What are they
going to say? We have to fire this nigga.
Yeah, they got to come out and say that to Jerry, but they can't come out and
no, I'm not talking about it in public. No, I'm not talking about it in public. I'm talking about to Jerry. I'm not expecting Kenny and Rick to come out like a press conference. No, let's not make this a fucking reality show. I'm talking about what they need to say to Jerry. This nigga's got to go. If I was the general manager, now granted, I've never been hired by any professional team, and I probably would get fired if I did run a professional team just because I'm just not going for no bullshit like this. Fire me. If you're going to not let me do my fucking job, fucking fire me. This is fucking ridiculous. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And this is not like a situation where it's dividing the locker room. This is not like the Drake LaRoche situation where some people were siding with him and some people were. You can tell collectively this team don't fuck with this nigga. So I can see this team go out there like, fuck LaRusso, we gonna go out here and do this shit by ourselves. But it shouldn't be like that. This is the most fun team the White Sox have had maybe ever. And we still find a way to look like a fucking clown show. Like, I was looking on ESPN the other day. We're finally on fucking ESPN. And we look like a fucking clown show. Now I gotta hear about this bullshit for the rest of the fucking week. And it come off a loss. They better win tomorrow. You do not want to come into a big series this weekend against the Yankees. All this bullshit going on with your manager, and now you're coming off a two-game losing streak, and you give the Twins a little bit of life. Bury the motherfuckers while you can. And it's just unnecessary. All this shit could have been avoided. As much as I said about Ricky Renteria, there's one thing Ricky did. He stood up for his fucking guys. That's one thing Ricky always did. He stood up for his fucking players. And then even look what we seen in the fucking post game. You got Ozzie and Frank saying the same shit. Saying the same shit. Like, you got to look. There's a couple things that a manager's supposed to do. We can sit up here and argue about, you know, what the wrong pitcher he put in, you know, wrong lineups. That's baseball shit. Not knowing the rules. You don't even know the fucking real rules of the game. You're trying to tell niggas about unwritten rules. You know what I'm saying?
That's a perfect point. That's actually a perfect point. You have no right to you know, sit up here and talk about, you know, upholding unwritten rules, rules that are outdated as fuck, and you don't know the rules that are currently in place to win. It's asinine.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't make any sense, man. And it's just, you know, I'm not saying the players gonna strike. I'm not saying, you know, boycott. I'm not.
There's already fans in Chicago media that are calling for a mutiny.
That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. These players are professionals, and like you said, Pierce, this team fucks with each other. That's one thing I will take a little bit of comfort from. Is I know there's no anarchy in the clubhouse between the players. That to me will be a bigger issue. They just don't fuck with this nigga. And we got to get this motherfucker. I don't care if you have Ethan Katz coach for the rest of the goddamn year. I don't care if you want to bring Ozzy ass out for the rest of the year. Something has to give, bro. Like, it's got to be a conversation. It's got to be a conversation. I am very interested to see how this team comes out tomorrow. It's an early game. Gio's been pitching like absolute shit. I'm really interested to see how this team's going to come out tomorrow because I'm not, as a White Sox fan, I am not fucking happy. I apologize to White Sox Twitter. I didn't think this was a big deal this afternoon. I really didn't. I just thought it was an old man yelling at the fucking sky.
You kind of kept White Sox Twitter at bay earlier today, and then all their worst fears were confirmed.
Yeah.
About 5 hours later.
Yeah, I feel like I brought some calm in that Twitter space. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to White Sox Josh. Everybody when they was putting that shit together, I thought it was, you know, nice little town hall type joint. But I can't defend this, bro. I can't. I'm the king of shit.
It's indefensible, fam. It's indefensible.
I'm the king of, just in life, not just with sports in life, I'm the king of not making shit bigger than what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the king of that shit. And that's probably why, you know, me and women have a lot of arguments because I just don't like making shit bigger than what it is.
I don't like dealing with bullshit.
Yeah, I don't like dealing with bullshit.
I like that you brought up me and women be arguing. This is why I don't argue with women. I just get the fuck out because I ain't gonna sign for bullshit.
What do women do? They make a small thing big. And I just don't like fucking doing that. If there's a reason for that, now right here, this is the reason. And it also felt like, you know, I came off like I've always been against this signing. For anybody who thinks I was just saying that I feel like
The one that was trying to make it rational.
I was trying to be rational.
There was
a lot of
rational logic to hiring a Hall of Fame manager who knows what the fuck he's doing.
No, that's not what I was trying to do. I was trying to rationalize the mistakes that has been happening so far in this season. I'm not rationalizing signing.
I thought we were talking about in October when they signed.
No. I didn't rationalize. I was pissed. I just got over it. I just accepted it. I hated the signing would have happened. I hated when the season happened. I hate that shit now. I'd never been cool that time when AJ Hinch was right goddamn there. Nigga, I done took Omar Vizquel over this motherfucker. Chris Gitz. Somebody, nigga. I don't care.
Let's X-Nay on Omar Vizquel, eh?
Oh, wait, he did something? I ain't know. Never mind. I didn't know he was on some other shit. So yeah. Ignore that quote. But anyway, my point is. It's just unnecessary shit, bro. It's unnecessary shit. It's like you having a great night with your girl, right? You having a great night. Everything's going good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all clicking. The night is good. You know, the wine is good. Everything is a good night. And she just want to start an argument about the smallest shit. And now the night's fucking ruined. Tony La Russa is ruining a perfectly good date. That's what the fuck he's doing. And I'm tired of it. I am officially from this day. What day is it? As of 9:38 on Tuesday, May 18, 2021, Pacific time. I'm done with Tony La Russa. I'm not defending this nigga anymore. I don't care. No, get him out of here.
You have been hardcore defending him. And like, you know, you kind of had a right to.
Yeah, but I was defending him because I felt like, yes, when he made mistakes, I call mistakes. But I'm a firm believer in players got to fucking play. And I felt like a lot of shit, the defense has been bad. Bullpen niggas got to get outs. Yes, I felt like Aaron Bummer should have been out of the fucking game in the ninth inning. For sure. That nigga still got to get out. Now, before the ninth inning, he should have never gave up that fucking home run to fucking Sano. Like, you're paid well to be a setup guy to Liam Hendricks. Yes, there shouldn't have been a guy on third. There should never have been a guy on third. But guess what, Liam Hendricks? You're paying $54 million fucking dollars.
You know what I can't? No, actually, I am going to get on Tony La Russa for leaving Bummer. I almost forgot his fucking first name. For leaving Bummer in there. And maybe this is when having that righty setup to lead into Hendricks matters that you don't have right now. Miguel Sano kills left-handed pitching. Okay? The fact that you have Aaron Bummer pitching against a dude who kills left-handed pitching, when you could have just walked him, you could have just threw in literally any right-hander to make the odds even better. No, you kind of asked for it. Down two. You were up two. Give up the fucking free base. Yeah, no, that's on Tony La Russa. yeah, you could say, yeah, Evan Bummer should have made a better pitch, but the odds were so much in Miguel Sano's favor. And after two home runs already, you probably should have just taken him out, put in the right-hander. I was at the gym, so I wasn't actively – I wasn't watching at that point. Cubs game was still on. I tuned in the ninth inning. So I don't know if it was two outs or what the actual scenario was. But my logic would have said, hey, you got a better chance with the right-hander or by just walking Miguel Sano. So that I'll put on Tony La Russa. And, you know, for me, it's not necessarily the mistakes, because the White Sox as a ball club are so good that most times they're going to overcome the mistakes of the manager. Now, they might be a little bit amplified once we get to October, when, you know, the moments become bigger and more important. But it's how he's handled and carried himself in so many situations with this club. You know, the not knowing the rules part, the series against Seattle where he completely flubbed two games. This is kind of the icing on the cake that's telling me, hey, the White Sox got to move on from him. And I'm even more so now that he won't be back next season. But now it's looking like they as an organization need to start putting a plan in motion to just be like, hey, we need to go in a different direction. This isn't working out from a managerial standpoint, not from a team standpoint, but from a managerial standpoint. We need to come up with some kind of way for you to graciously step aside, because this is becoming too much, and it's becoming too much of a check. Like you said, the White Sox are very rarely talked about in the national media. And for the last 13 years or so, rightfully so, because they haven't done shit as a franchise to warrant being talked about. And they're the little brother in the city of Chicago, so they're automatically at a disadvantage. But, you know, we're fine. They're one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball right now. And we're not talking about the club. We're not talking about Jose Abreu making a wonderful heads-up play to win Sunday against Kansas City. We're not talking about them having the best run differential in baseball. We're not talking about having a lights out, or I won't say lights out because, you know, Gio and Keiko are kind of eh. You know, we're not talking about them having a really good pitching staff. We're talking about the manager tripping in front of himself. You never want to talk about the manager tripping in front of himself when you have one of the best teams in baseball, one of the best teams in your sport. That's a problem. And that's where, you know, the higher-ups in the organization, whether it is Rick Hahn and Kenny going to Jerry and saying, yo, this shit will implode before it gets better. I don't know, but I do know that I don't trust the White Sox winning as long as Tony La Russa is in that dugout. And that's not me doing the whole usual Cubs shtick. That's just me seeing it from where that team is, where the ball club is, and how the manager is running it. Is they are going to trip themselves up before they win a championship as long as Tony La Russa is in that dugout.
So you mean that just winning a championship or just this single
winning, winning a championship?
Okay. Now, as a
club, they'll continue to win ball games. They'll continue to be good. More than likely, I'm 90% sure they're going to win a division. Once we get into October,
yeah, I agree. I agree with that, man. It's just I don't know. Something's got to give, and I feel like this has just got to be addressing, man. I don't know. Well, I'm not expecting anything to happen because Jerry Reinsdorf is one of the worst owners in sports, and I really don't give a fuck. Anybody, so I see a lot of people like defend Reinsdorf, and I can't stand that nigga.
I don't know how you can defend Jerry Reinsdorf.
There's
not been a damn thing that Jerry Reinsdorf has done in his career that is defendable.
In anything in basketball and baseball, and he claims he loves the White Sox more in baseball, but this team has been way worse run.
If you love the White Sox more than you love the Bulls, act like it. Fire your friend. Fire the girl that got away.
Fire your friend.
She ain't worth it.
Not only fire your friend, spend some fucking money. Fire your friend, spend some goddamn money. I'm tired of it. I feel like we've reached a crossroads here. Like, I feel like, and it only took 41 games. Only took 41 games for Tony La Russa, for this hiring, to hit the fucking fan. And I don't even want to know what it'd be like if we actually sucked, if we weren't actually playing well. This would be even 30 times worse.
I feel
worse.
Like if they suck, Tony would already be gone. The fact that they're good, the fact that they're good, like, they have reason to hold on to him. And that's just that. If I'm a White Sox fan, that's the scary thing, is that the longer that we hold on to him, as good as we perform, it's just hard to trust him.
So I have a question for you then. So what do you think anything is going to happen? Do you think anything is going to be addressed by anything? Rick Khan or Kenny say anything or maybe
I can't make that decision right now.
Okay. Or maybe the team tells Tony, yo, we tired of this shit. And Tony comes out and say, I was tripping. Do you think any of that happens?
It's too early for me to say, just because we're maybe an hour removed from him making those comments at the end of that game. We already seen like Evan Marshall liking tweets. He stopped. He unliked a whole bunch of them tweets when his White Sox Twitter caught on.
Fuck it. Get a goddamn out.
But Evan Marshall was a part of that 26 or 40 man.
Yeah.
So he's not the only person in that locker room that feels that same way. There's other players in that locker room that, you know, are fed up with Tony's shit. I don't know if it's going to be Tim Anderson having to say something. I feel like, you know, it needs to be a clubhouse leader, but I Abreu don't seem like that kind of guy. Abreu don't seem like the kind of guy to call out the manager for tax.
Not only is he not that kind of guy, he can't speak English either.
That too.
I think it's got to be T.A. It's got to be T.A. It's got to be T.A. or Keuchel. Keuchel's a guy who's been very vocal.
Yeah. That's actually a perfect person. I don't want to put that burden on T.A. T.A. being the best black player on the team, and like, yeah, he is vocal, but you know, I don't want him to have to face unnecessary backlash for having to speak truth to power. You know, Dallas Keuchel is someone that's won a championship. He's won Cy Youngs. If somebody is going to, you know, call Tony La Russa out in the shit, whether it's in the clubhouse or in the public eye, Dallas Keuchel seems like the perfect person to do it. Now, will it happen? I don't know. I feel like that's a little bit too early to say. Call me tomorrow call me after tomorrow's game.
Tomorrow's going to tell me a lot about this team.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's game is going to tell me a lot about this team.
Yeah. Today was upsetting. You know, I feel like, here we go. Golden Knights just tied it up 1-1. Secondary team. Love it. Anyway, back to baseball. They had a 4-0 lead. Yeah. So, you know, they came out the gates firing and ready to go. It's just,
I had a bad feeling about this game after Yerm got thrown off. Like, I always had this gut feeling of mine, like with anything, not just sports, but life, my gut feeling is undefeated. And I hate my gut feeling because sometimes I try to ignore that shit. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just tripping. I just didn't feel right. I felt all the old Minnesota Twins, this game's about to go off the rails feeling started to come back. And I just didn't feel right about it. And it wasn't a specific reason. The offense went cold after Yasmani's home run. I think it was like in the fourth inning. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get anything. I think we even got like one extra base hit the rest of the fucking night.
Jake Lamb hit a fucking home run.
Jake Lamb had what? Two or three RBIs there. Like, and basically you got beat by one nigga. You got beat by Miguel Sano.
Why? Hey, Jake Lamb was hitting second, right?
Second. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Why is Jake Lamb hitting second? Why is fucking
Let me go Adam look Eaton at the fifth. Lineup here. Okay, Adam Eaton is the guy that should be batting second, if anything. But I gotta look at the lineup.
Adam Eaton has been batting second.
Why is Nick Madrigal at the bottom of the fucking lineup? I know his OPS is shit, but like,
no, he's always been nine though. He's always been nine.
But they need to change that.
No,
there's
no
fucking reason that Jake Lamb is hitting second on this ball club.
Jake, there's no reason Jake Lamb should be on this ball club. Let's take it.
Well, there's that too. You can plug anybody in left field. And you
nigga,
can be straight.
Danny Mendick has been good every time we played this nigga. He should be getting every Jake Lamb at bat. Literally. And his problems with that too. If you even look from the baseball aspect of it, he gives niggas way too many fucking days off. If you're gonna give players day off, there's no reason that 3 to 4 niggas out your lineup should be not playing, especially when 2 of your 4 best players are on the fucking IL. The fuck are you doing? Do you want to win? Like, somebody got to go in there and cuss this motherfucker out. And, like, I know you said that, you know, I agree with you on the Tim thing. You know, you don't want no extra. Somebody got to come up. Somebody got to say, yo, we not standing for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm with you. I don't think La Russa is going to be the manager next year. Shit, I'm not even 100% sure. This nigga makes it to All-Star break. He might resign. There's that on, too, if it gets too bad. But the fact, this is baseball, bro. I understand we can sit up here and say, on paper, the White Sox should have a 5-year window. This is baseball, bro. This is baseball. It can change, bro. It can change like that. You take advantage of every fucking situation. Don't be like, oh, we still got a couple more years left. We didn't win this year. It don't roll like that, dog. It don't. And I'm just not finna have...
Take your best shot when you got it.
Yeah, I mean, like, even I can give an example. We thought the Cubs were going to be in the World Series every fucking year. Yep. It will change on your ass very quickly.
Yep.
It will change very fucking quickly. And so I am... Do not win. Like I said, I'm as far as the actual season, I think the season will be fine. We'll win a division. We'll actually make it to October. That I'm not worried about, especially when we get our reinforcements back at the end of the season. That I'm not worried about. As far as winning the championship, I'm concerned. And I refuse to have this golden era, potential golden era White Sox baseball that I've been waiting for fucking forever be ruined by a fucking drunk old bastard. And I'm tired, man. I'm fed the fuck up. I haven't been this angry about anything White Sox related. Nigga, it's been a while because they've been so trash that I haven't even had even opportunity to get mad. Last time I was this mad had to be Robin Ventura 2012 when we jagged the division like 2.5 weeks left.
But even then, like, you could
blame that. Was that. Baseball,
you can blame that. Well, yeah, it's baseball, but you could blame that on Robin Ventura being a rookie manager. Yes. Tony La Russa's a been there, done that kind of guy. He's a Hall of Famer. You should know how to handle this ball club, not only on the field, but off of it. And you are pissing away both right now. You're pissing away a championship caliber team. That can't happen.
Yeah.
That absolutely cannot happen for a Hall of Fame manager. And that's, you know, if I'm a White Sox fan, that's a demoralizing thing. That's the thing that I'm dreading is Tony La Russa getting in the way of a championship ball club.
Yeah, and honestly, to me, the most angry person should be Rick Hahn. Rick Hahn is the architect of this roster. Rick Hahn is, you know, was made the trades.
He built this shit for five years.
Me, brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
And I'll be damned if I let a nigga. And I'll be damned if I fucked up just because you don't like the way another nigga talk. He's going to have a Franklin Saint moment with fucking Jerry Reinsdorf. Like, I would be pissed. Like, I spent years, nigga, and actually, we can go further than the Chris Sale trade because he's been trying to get Reinsdorf to rebuild since, like, after the 2012 year. Remember, Kenny and Jerry didn't want to rebuild. That's why they kept signing them old niggas, making dumbass trades for James. So we gonna go all in, even though we 5 out of the wild card, which was stupid then and stupid now. There should be nobody more irate than Rick Hahn. If I was him, I would be like, look, let me fix this or let me leave.
You guys have continuously gotten in my way of building this ball club. And now here we are after I completely stripped this down, traded away our best players. We went through some suck-ass seasons to get to this point. And now, you know, Jerry, you are sabotaging our chance, my chance, at having something to hang on my mantle, at having a championship to point to, at being able to say, hey, I belong in the ranks of a Theo Epstein, of a Ben Cherington, of an Andrew Friedman, of a Dave Dombrowski. I belong in that category. Look at this, what I've built here for the city of Chicago. You're pissing that away. Of course, right now, he's definitely, you know, on some I told you so shit, but we're coming very close to him and Kenny having to go to Jerry and being like, yo, we got to take this old motherfucker behind the shed and put him out.
Fuck this nigga. Listen,
he has to go to Jerry, be like, hey, Shawn Michaels to Ric Flair, I'm sorry. I love you. Super kick, bam, end it. Do that shit now. Do it now before it gets too late.
That's pretty much all I got to say, man. I ain't got nothing else.
Okay.
I don't know. I want to put this up as soon as we can for the game. Come on tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Well, luckily, I have to wake up buku fuck early, so I ain't getting barely going to get any sleep tonight before I put this up. So genuinely, this is like me not doing the Cubs vitriol shit. I do wish White Sox fans better days and better tides, because it is kind of like, of course, me texting back and forth with rival fans, like, it's funny to us, but it's not funny to watch guys like Tim Anderson and Jose, like truly likable dudes, Jermaine, who, if anybody has a problem, like, of course, already the unwritten rules, let's throw them shits out the window. We need to change how we police Major League Baseball and how we police the fun in baseball. This is driving people away. When a guy like your meme Mercedes, who had to fight, scratch, claw from the fucking Mexican League to get here at 28 years old as a rookie and be doing the things that he's doing right now, to have that guy be put down, talked down to because he did his fucking job. Like, the fact that we're attacking that guy
is
disgusting. And, this is honestly beyond that at this point. It's beyond just the police and the game point. We're watching truly likable guys, almost being sabotaged at a possibly winning championship. Even my cold Cubs fan heart doesn't want to see that happen.
It's self-sabotage, bro. I mean, even though, yeah, we got the rivalry shit, but it's kind of like even in the World Series, Game 7. And then when Roger Davis hit that 2-home run, I was like, enough. I'm like, enough. No fan base should have to go through all this shit. Even me, I have a cold heart when it comes to Cubs. I was like, enough.
And that would have been, that was the most Cub shit to ever Cub.
I don't even want to imagine, like, some shit like that happening to the White Sox.
And this is the most White Sox shit to ever White Sox, because it's not even like, the play on the field. It's always the other shit.
Yeah.
It's always the other shit with Jerry Reinsdorf led teams that lead to the demise.
Yeah.
And here we go again. It's upsetting to watch.
It's very upsetting to watch. It's upsetting me and my homegirls.
We just trying to go to Bella Noche's.
Man, in October, and this old fuck is getting in the way. And this is one other thing. How dare you, Tony La Russa? How dare you? Out of all the niggas on planet Earth, and all the shit that you do to land your old ass in jail, go tell somebody what the fuck they shouldn't be doing.
Somebody had a really good tweet that's like, he's never truly known how to handle a Mercedes.
Yeah, somebody said this will be the first time he mishandled a Mercedes. I was like, okay, that was a good one. That was good. And if I'm Yerm, I wouldn't listen to, there's nothing this nigga can say to me.
No.
There's nothing he can say to me. Like, you chastise me in public. You know what I'm saying? And a nigga try to take me out, and you don't even stand up for me. There's nothing he can say to me, bro. Ever. It's fuck that nigga forever. And that's what I'm at. That's what White Sox fans at. Even if you look at, I knew there was a wild quote when the White Sox NBC account tweeted wow to that quote. Like,
they tweeted wow to the first quote or earlier today, or the second
quote,
one?
The second quote after the game. And
by the way, the Cubs had a really good really good jab. I gotta pull that shit up. At Cubs had a really good jab. I think it was Ian Happ. Hit a home run to dead center earlier today, and actually no, it was David Bode hit a homer to deep center, and at Cubs was like, when you make a mistake, there's a consequence you must endure. It's like, yeah, that's good. I'm awaiting the tweet tomorrow.
I feel like I'm, repeating myself, man. So there's really nothing else I got to say.
Yeah, man. We'll hopefully not have to do an emergency pod. But if we do, it's because Tony La Russa got fired or stepped down or whatever.
These niggas have officially ruined my evening. Not only have they lost the racial slurs, won, both play-in games were boring as shit. I'm finna have some Casamigos and then I'm gonna go to sleep, because this is just, it pisses me off. Like, I'm extremely angry about this. And, you know, it's not like, and usually when I'm angry, it's about games. I forgot about us losing. It's whatever. But
you're still 9 games over .500, so who cares?
We still 9 games over .500. I'm not worried about Cleveland long term. There's not really nobody that I'm worried about. I'm not even worried about a Minnesota resurgence. It's not like this is a full team effort.
One guy got the best record in the American League, so
yeah, they one guy got hot and they lost. We need to go out there tomorrow. Your so-called ace, and I say so-called because he ain't looking like it. Your so-called ace needs to go out there.
You're facing Matt Shoemaker. Like
Matt fucking Shoemaker.
You should tee off on Matt Shoemaker. This is one of them where
is he a left-hander?
You know, he's a righty, but he's got
a
terrible fucking ERA. He's been awful this season. So
We rocked him this year too, last week.
Yeah, he's got a 6.62 ERA. He's been fucking awful. If you are the White Sox as a lineup, you tee off on him so you don't leave this game into your bullpen or Tony La Russa's hands. End it early.
Yeah. On a baseball note, the bullpen
got Turnbull, we got another no hitter. 5 no hitters. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, that shit not even impress me anymore. It's like whatever. Like it's like, man, but yeah, on
baseball was better when the balls were juiced.
Who you telling? The bullpen gotta be better. On a baseball note, bullpen gotta be better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's two things besides Tony La Russa that worry me about this team if these two problems consist, you know, continue to get, you know, be as they are in October. Defense is some of the worst defense I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, this is like literally fuck up shit. There's no weird way that a pop-up, I should be so stressed about a pop-up in the fucking infield because you niggas don't communicate with each other. You know, the fucking bullpen's got to be like, we can sit up here and we can talk about who should play what. Niggas got to get outs, man. Like I said, yeah. I'd have took Bum out as soon as the eighth inning was over, he'd have been sitting on that fucking pine. I probably might not even brought him in. I might have continued to ride with Kopech. That's what I probably would have did. But if I did put Bum in, I'd have took his ass out. He damn sure not starting the ninth inning. This is not the fucking 90s, bro. Like, your closers are used for other situations now. It's a tie ball game. Put that nigga in. Like, what the fuck? What are we doing? But niggas got to get out. And Liam Hendricks has been, he's been shaky. Aaron Bummer has been shaky. Evan Marshall and Matt Foster have been bad. You know, it's too much up and downs in that bullpen. Bullpen's got to get consistent. Like we said this week on 40-40 Club, they still need another right arm. I need a vet. Those are probably the two things. That and the defense, the things I'm more worried about. I'm not worried about this offense. Offense has been good. They're going to continue to get good. We're going to get Pito back for this weekend series against the Yankees. And, you know, Eloy, I'm about 95% sure he'll be back. I'm very, very 50-50 on Luis Robert because that hip. But at the worst, we should get Eloy back at the end of the season. I'm not worried about the offense, but them two shits got cleaned up, and we got a dickhead manager. I shouldn't be this stressed about a team that's 9 games over .500 and up like, man, and they have the biggest division lead out of any divisions in baseball. I shouldn't be this stressed about it, but here the fuck I am because my fucking, man, our fucking bitch-ass owner just wanted to bring the boys together for some shit that happened 34 fucking years ago.
Man, you need to pick me up. You truly need to pick me up. Go get you some Casamigos and lemonade, let's say. Put on a show, secession perhaps, and just forget about your troubles, forget about your baseball problems. Tomorrow's another day. I'm not gonna say it should be an easy win because, you know, ain't nothing easy, I guess, but
I'm gonna say what my man David Kaplan always says: wake up tomorrow morning, drink you a cup of coffee, find a way to win a baseball game so I can fucking forget about this shit.
I am at Cameron Santo. Scott is at Barb Chair Scott. We usually do this podcast every 2 weeks. So, you know, barring any unforeseen changes, you'll hear us again next weekend.
I'll drop an episode of He Gone this weekend after the Yankee series.
I was going to say, yeah, He Gone will probably be back after the Yankee series. I'll probably have something to say after the Cardinals series for the Cubs because... Hey, back over 500. Look at us. Who would have thought beginning of the season offense would be clicking?
It's the ups and downs of the Cubs. Y'all did this like 2 weeks ago, too.
We did. Well, we weren't over 500 2 weeks ago. We just got to 500. But yeah, hey, it's okay.
When y'all swept the Dodgers, it was looking like it was up. So.
These are the little joys that I have in life as a Cubs fan.
This is what I think the Cubs are going to be. This is what the Cubs are going to be.
That's what I've been saying since we got bounced by the Marlins last year. We're going to be fucking 500. This is who we are. But, you know, that's okay. I don't expect anything more than a 500 second place ball club, which is what we are right now. So, hey, at least we're on the plus side of run differential. That's really all I can ask for.
Let's end this podcast with something great, and that something great is that Justin Fields is our fucking quarterback.
Yes, sir. And the Vegas Golden Knights tied it up 1-1. Let's go! Sorry, I missed the days when the Blackhawks gave me happiness. Now I got to go search for it in other hockey teams. It is what it is. We'll be back eventually for another edition of the 40-40 Club. Hope this has been therapeutic for you Sox fans. Again, I am at Cameron Santo. Scott's at Barbershare Scott. At yes, Barbershare Net on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/Barbershare Digital.
Have a drink of alcohol.
Have a drink of alcohol.
Alcohol is bad, but it's good for you tonight. I'm out.
Or smoke some weed. Who knows? We're going to be out of here. Subscribe to the Patreon. Patreon.com/Barbershare Network. $10, please. We appreciate it. We'll be back, man. Take it easy.